May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. In 1995, when I made the move from Arkansas to Kentucky, my daughter Rachel was in the fifth grade, and my son James was in the second grade. And being children, they made friends very, very quickly. And one of the girls that Rachel became friends with, best friends with, was a girl called Lindsay. Lindsay became like another daughter to us. And Rachel became like another daughter to Lindsay's family. Lindsay's family lived just across our backyard. And through middle school and high school, Rachel and Lindsay spent a lot of time together. In fact, they really shared two homes that included lots of meals and overnight accommodation. Lindsay came with us on vacation many times, and Rachel went with Lindsay's family many times. When Rachel died in 2004, it was utterly devastating, and it was no less devastating to Lindsay. To this day, the only picture that Lindsay carries in her wallet is the picture of Rachel. Now, Lindsay has been here to St. John's many times. In January of 2007, Lindsay and Seth were married here at St. John's. In April of 2004, as the daughter of the bride, she was the only bridesmaid when Judy and I were married here. I had no idea, as Lindsay and Rachel grew up together, that one day Lindsay really would be part of my family. About 10 days ago or more, Lindsay called us and said that she's pregnant and she's to give birth in February of next year. Can't tell you how, what a dimension of excitement that this has brought to our lives. And I look back now with the greatest thanksgiving for all four of our children. And we now look forward to the experience of being a grandparent and our children becoming aunts and uncles. Now I know y'all are thinking we are way too young for this grandparent stuff, but we are very excited about the birth of a new baby and the birth of a new child. There is something about children that should draw out the very best in all of us, whether we have children or not. Children should draw out the very best in us. In the gospel today, we read of a father in anguish over the illness of his child and the thought that she was dead, but Jesus takes her by the hand and she wakes up. And Jesus says, give her something to eat. There are many, many stories of Jesus and children in the Gospels. And in all of the stories of Jesus with children, Jesus is very protective. And Jesus is very caring of the children. Jesus made it very clear in his Gospel that children are dependent on everything from other people. Everything. From food and clothing, housing and education. Children are 100% dependent on other people. That's why I believe Jesus called us to a special responsibility to children. Not only what we must do for them, but also what we can learn from them. For instance, if you take a walk with a child, our stride cannot be long, and our stride cannot be quick. We have to slow down. Now that's a real novelty for many of us, having to slow down. When we talk with our children, we have to be prepared for questions. So we need to think very carefully about the world in which we live, about what we believe about our world, the values we have, our way of living, and how God is present in all of that. And we should never be afraid to learn from our children. That wonderful sense of innocence, acceptance, incredible wonder. You know, when you think about it, it's not surprising that Jesus said, if you do not accept the kingdom of God as a little child, you won't enter it. What Jesus is talking about, I believe, is a childlike faith. A childlike faith. The childlike faith is faith that is trusting of God. Taking the time to observe the wonder of all of God's incredible works. Stopping and taking in that incredible beauty of God's creation. That's the childlike faith. Because Jesus, I don't believe, talks of the childish faith. Those are the attitudes of self-centeredness and self-fulfilling actions that lead us into fear and impatience, and actions that do not serve the whole of the community. Jesus called us to a childlike faith, and maybe that's why Jesus used children so much as symbols of the inhabitants of the kingdom of God. Because maybe we still need to be learning how to be children. Children of God who created us, and children of God who sustains us. Maybe we all still need to be learning. And even I am not immune from this. You know, I think that people think that I know everything that happens at St. John's Episcopal Church. Well, let me tell you something. I don't. For instance, a few weeks ago, you all gave me an incredible surprise party for 5 years of shared ministry with you all here. The children gave me a stole, and I thanked everybody that night, and I also thanked everybody the following Sunday. I was in a stunned daze that Sunday night. And I'm sure that in my stunned days, somebody told me about that stole, but I do not remember. Only in Eagle Wings, this past week, did I learn that the stole had been bought by the children of St. John's with the money that they raised from memorizing Bible verses. And I was absolutely blown away. Simply astounded that our children should think so much to do that. You know, I was deeply moved that Sunday night, but I cannot tell you how deeply. For a second time, I was so deeply moved by the actions of our children, a response of love for which I am deeply grateful. It was a response of love, and I believe that we need to learn from that response of love. The bottom line is this. It is not the act of being loved that matters. What really matters is our act of loving. That's what matters. Not the being loved, but the loving. That's what matters. Jesus talked much and did much with children, because I believe that Jesus believed that our children have much to teach us. Amen.